Two contemporary images come to mind for me today. One is from the stock market, which is a complete mystery to me. However, I hear them saying from time to time that there is going to be a market correction. I do know that this is always bad news for investments in worldly things. The other image is from Twitter. Likewise, I really don't get it, not having an account myself. However, I hear a lot about what is trending on Twitter. That means that a new topic is getting increasing attention in the Twitterverse. We already know that every single day, the Word of God will shine a bright light on the world, on the church, and on our own lives. Sometimes it is a comforting light, and sometimes we would rather that that light shine somewhere else. At this time in the liturgical year, it's more like the last one. Today, our experience is that these readings are not about someone else, nor are they for someone else. They are about our time, our country, our church, our life, my life and yours. An Old Testament prophet, Zephaniah, warns that there is an upward trend in arrogance and idolatry and injustice, but that there is a coming correction by God for all of that. At the juncture between the Old and the New Testaments, the greatest prophet of all, John, tells people that they are trending in the wrong direction. He tells them how to turn their lives around, to turn that trend around. Repent. Turn back to God. The question that Jesus asks his hearers now as then is, did you believe him or not? But first we have Zephaniah, who prophesied shortly before the religious reform of King Josiah, about 630 BC. He proclaimed the day of the Lord, when God's own people would be crushed by their enemies because of their sins. Remember that Israel is always an image of the church. Remember that the people of Israel are us. Arrogance and injustice, idolatry and disobedience always lead to a correction. They did then, and they will now. In Zephaniah, as with the other prophets, threats are followed by consolations. The people will be restored, but only through a severe correction, a chastisement. I don't think that there is any question that this is what is going on today, a chastisement. And so it is for us to reflect on what we are being chastised for. According to Jesus, who we say is everything to us, our entering the kingdom of God will not be an accident. Before telling a parable, Jesus uses a technique to teach his listeners. He asks their opinion. The hearers end up pronouncing judgment on themselves by their answer. In the parable, Jesus tells two sons both fall short. The first one shames his father in a public defiance of his authority. Remember that the father in the parable is God. The second son is honorable towards his father, calling him Lord or Sir, but he disobeys, reminding us of those who call Jesus Lord, but do not do the Father's will and do not enter the kingdom of God. Jesus insists to his disciples and the religious leaders that saying and doing are both necessary. The chief priests and the elders were dumbfounded by the statement that those who are known sinners have greater status before God than they do. But everyone, then as now, church leaders or ordinary members, is given the opportunity to believe John, to believe Jesus, to believe the Father, to change our minds and do what is right before God, and so enter the kingdom. Whatever rebellion is in our hearts can be healed. Being what we are, though, the usual way for humans is that it will likely be through suffering. Seen in this light, our pandemic is not an accident of time and place. Nothing is an accident in God's plan. In the church, pandemics have always been understood as correction by God, who disciplines us, not out of hatred, but out of loving desire for us to return to him. God can work with the humble, even if they have made mistakes. Pretending we don't sin is arrogance and disobedience. At first, such a chastisement as we have discourages people, but eventually people see that God only seeks to purify us from our sin. God always brings Israel back, first through invitation and loving kindness, but then through chastisement, through trials. The same occurs in the church. We get so spiritually sick that we cannot reform or heal ourselves. What Zephaniah said to all of Israel, all the prophets always say. And the one who is the greatest prophet, John the Baptist, said also, which is that you and you and you and I must return to the Lord again and again and again. We can't fix things, but God can and God will, one way or another. If we have become complacent or angry or addicted, or if in any way we have said to God, I will not go, let us not be too ashamed to think of ourselves as the tax collectors and, yes, the prostitutes. Let us turn our no into a yes and enter into the kingdom. There is still time to learn from this spiritual market correction. There is still time for the kingdom of God to trend upward in our lives and in the life of the church. Let us believe Zephaniah. Let us believe John the Baptist. And especially let us believe Jesus, whom we say is our Lord, the Lord of our lives. Let us recommit ourselves at this very moment and turn our no into a yes. And let us turn our yes into action, into a new repentance, into a new return to the Lord.